Will the new government, the Labour Party, ruin Great Britain? Are they bringing in so much red tape, rent caps, tenant eviction bans, to the point where it's not going to be profitable to be a landlord? Therefore, everyone will sell up. Therefore, there's now a limited supply of houses. Everything's owned by the government, and we end up in a communistic country. Actually, no. There's no evidence for that at all. You know, it's really interesting. Whenever you see YouTube videos, even if they're from me, and they're talking about the government are doing this, they've announced this, this is their plans, they're bringing in rent control, all this type of stuff, always look at the source. Go and find out what was actually said by whom. Look on the government website, see what laws are coming in, see what's even under consultation. But 99% of the stuff that I'm seeing about what Labour are doing is nonsense. I don't know what if it's scaremongering because bad news sells, but let me give you the actual facts in this video. And as I say, don't believe a word I say. I'm just a very successful property investor who makes YouTube videos. So you can listen to what I say and then go and do your own research and make up your own decisions in your own mind. Because ultimately, I believe that we create our own economy. Let's talk about Labour, Keir Starmer. First thing is this, everyone's going on and on about the renters reform bill. Oh, Labour have just said they're gonna scrap Section 21. What is happening? What? It's like, no, this is from way back. This is from Conservative days. By the way, just so you know, I am neither Labour or Conservative. I'll just look at the manifestos and vote for the appropriate person at the time. But the thing is, the renters reform bill, let me explain what the renters reform bill is. The renters reform bill is where they are bringing in more rights for tenants, scrapping Section 21, likely be replaced by something else. I did a full video about this months and months before Labour were in power. Now people are jumping on the bandwagon saying Labour have just brought this in. No, Conservative were bringing this in and Labour are just continuing the process of bringing in the new renters reform bill, which by the way, isn't that bad. In terms of rent caps, I've seen viral videos with hundreds of thousands of views, people saying Labour have said they're gonna cap rents. No, they haven't. Where have they said that? Now, maybe I'm being dumb. Maybe I'm being ignorant, but I've got some pretty good lawyers and some pretty well-educated political friends. And also I can Google and search on the government websites and they're not saying anything about enforcing rent controls. Now, Sadiq Khan, who's the mayor of London, has been talking about trying to bring in rent control in London for many years. And I have done full videos about this and why I personally don't think rent caps are a great idea. Years ago, I've had debates on my channel. This is not happening now. This is not new. This is something that Sadiq Khan has been talking about for a very long time. The only thing Labour have really done in terms of the private rented sector, number one, is when Conservative were banging on about legislating short stay lets. That was under consultation. Labour haven't said a thing about it. Is serviced accommodation even going to become regulated? It was looking like it was going to. Keir Starmer certainly hasn't said anything about it. The new housing minister hasn't said anything about it. Maybe we should just lay low a little bit and just keep on making money and making hay whilst the sun shines. So I imagine at some point, serviced accommodation is going to become a little bit more regulated than it is right now. But they seem pretty relaxed about that. The only other thing they've really talked about, Labour, Keir Starmer himself, have talked about is building more houses, which I think is a great thing if you're wanting to make money in property. In fact, Keir Starmer has actually said that he's an ambassador of wealth creation. It doesn't sound very communistic to me. So personally, I don't know why all these other property YouTubers and influencers are saying what they're saying. When Parliament comes back after their holiday in September, there's going to be some speeches, announcements, plans. So I don't know exactly what's going to be said. I haven't got a crystal ball, but why I think it's smart that they're planning on building 1.5 million new homes in this next term. If they build more houses, what's that going to do? That's going to actually make houses more affordable. Because the reason things are expensive, everything's about supply and demand. Then what's going to happen is now renting a property is going to be more affordable, which is actually a really good thing for the average person, because rents have been getting out of control. The way to stop rents getting out of control is not to cap rents, because that just distorts the market. It's not to try and control, because that's now you're messing with a free market. The way to make houses more affordable is to build more houses, which is smart, makes sense. It's good for everybody. It's good for the country. It's good for the average person. It's also good for me and the property developer. Because if the government are trying to incentivize you to build houses and they need developers to make it happen, then the developers are getting paid. And how are they going to get 1.5 million houses built? Well, Conservative were protecting a hell of a lot of Greenbelt, and the planning system, the entire way it works, is ridiculous. It's slow, it's laborious, it's political, and often, I mean, I've got land, I own a lot of land where I just can't build for no reason. It's just like the council is just like, no. I'm like, why not? You need more houses. No, because, and they just come up with some nonsense. I have to keep appealing. It's a nightmare. So Labour's heart is for wealth creation, okay? It's for the average working person, good. And it's to build more houses, and their plan is to reform the planning system and make it easier to get planning. They're going to lax the laws. They're going to make it easier to get planning. They're going to convert a lot of greenbelt land into greybelt land, which means that at the moment, you know, if you're sitting on a piece of land, or if you're not sitting on it, if someone owns a piece of land and it's greenbelt, you could potentially buy it and actually build on it. I'm going to be resubmitting some planning applications on some old, forgotten about land that I've been land banking for many years now. I am an optimist at heart, yes. But I'm reasonably optimistic about everything that Keir Starmer has said and is saying. I'm reasonably optimistic about the country, because I think that the country as a whole, economically, it couldn't really be much worse. It's been very, very tough. If you think about the average person makes what? £2,000 or £3,000 a month, but then the average rent is over £1,000. People are living in poverty. I do think it's going to get harder, but I think the plans that have been put forward and are in place, generally speaking, are good plans. In terms of property, if you're in the private rented sector like I am, and you're wanting to buy property, I tell you what, a lot of people are very scared at the moment. My thinking is, I actually think that property prices are going to go up. I think that there's going to be a boom. I think it's coming. And the reason I say that is because there's been a crash previously. A crash is when house prices fall 10% or more in a 12-month period. And I think that soon there'll be a boom. And I think the reason that that boom will happen is because, I mean, for a start, base rate's dropping, right? Base rate just dropped earlier this month from 5.25 to 5%, which is a small drop. But I think as that continues to drop lower and lower, which I think it probably will. I don't think it's going to go crazy low like it was a couple of years ago. But as base rate drops, what does that mean? That means that now you can borrow money cheaper, right? Now mortgages are cheaper. And as mortgages are cheaper, i.e. you can borrow at a cheaper rate, that suddenly makes buying properties more attractive, whether you're buying to live in because now your mortgage payments are less, or whether you're buying in to rent out because now your returns are better. As base rate drops and as interest rates come down, what always happens, and you can look historically over the last 100 years, is that then will increase house prices. In fact, the reason house prices suddenly crashed about a year and a half or so ago was because interest rates suddenly spiked. And now it's like, whoa, actually, interest rates are high. Maybe we should hold off. And then house prices dropped. And now as interest rates drop, house prices are going to go up. That's how you can predict what's going to happen. So I think that now is a very good time to buy property on the basis that, number one, I'm optimistic about the new government. I'm never too optimistic about the government as a whole, because I don't think the government want you to be rich. I think the government want you to be workers. But there's a lot of scaremongering going on. And as Warren Buffett said, when people are scared, that's when you should be greedy. People are scared now, so now maybe you should be greedy. And number three, with interest rates going down, and with the planning system, apparently it's going to reform. Listen, even if it doesn't reform, even if it doesn't revolutionize, even if it just gets 10% better, 10% easier to get applications through, that's a big win for me as a developer. So that's my thoughts. However, I'd love to know your thoughts. So why don't you let me know in the comments below your thoughts. Also, I am running a property investors crash course coming up soon, where I'm going to be talking about some of the cutting edge techniques and strategies, how you can make money from property, starting with very, very little, if you know what you're looking for and if you know what you're doing. So if you want to come and spend a full day with me, then I'll leave a link in the description. Tickets are £1 because I'm awesome. So it's not about what the economy is doing. It's about what your economy is doing. And you can create your own economy if you have the knowledge how. Thanks for watching.